For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Jen Weidman with Washington County Public Health to discuss a new vision requirement for kindergartners and third graders. With the school year set to begin here in less than a month, parents are probably thinking about things like vaccines, and some parents are having to think about a new requirement that has to do with vision.
Yes, in May of 2015, a new requirement was made by the state that children entering kindergarten and third grade must have a vision screening done prior to the first day of school.
So they would just need to find an eye doctor and then have them record that they in fact did have their vision tested.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of ways that that could happen. The school nurses are really the persons that if parents have questions, they need to go to the school nurses to ask how the school's handling it. But the schools should be handing out vision sheets that can be completed by the vision providers. Many of the parents, you may have received that either in the mail or in your kindergarten packet for that. So there may be a specific form they may want filled out, or they may just even want a statement from the eye doctor or even maybe the medical provider if it was done during a physical.
It sounds like school nurses are going to be taking the charge here and making sure the kids are getting tested.
Yes. So the responsibility really of the parents is to make sure that they have the screening done. They give that information to the school nurse, who will then report that then to the state so that all the requirements are met.
That's really important, I could imagine, because kids who have problems seeing may not know what perfect vision is. Their idea of what they're supposed to be seeing is what they've dealt with, you know, maybe their entire life.
Absolutely. That's very, very true.
As you said, this is a new requirement, and things are slowly coming together as the school year approaches. People are aware of this new requirement, and they're contacting you.
Right. Parents have concerns because there are sometimes some insurance issues where their medical insurance isn't providing the coverage for them to be seen by a vision provider. So we can go over some of those options. If families call in or have questions, we're more than happy to help out and figure out maybe some troubleshooting on how that can happen.
In some cases, it might be handled by a public service organization.
Right, that is correct. The Lions Club, they have a vision program that they're very active with, and it's a digital vision screening where a child has a picture taken of their eyes, and then that's sent to the university to be read, and the parents then receive those results. I know in some of the preschools over the past year, the Lions Club has visited those preschools, and those screenings would count as a vision screening. So I'm not sure how the schools are dealing with it. They maybe have kept track of that and know that information, but because it happened from a year prior to starting kindergarten, those vision screenings do count.
But there's another point in a kid's education that they're going to need to get tested.
Right. Third grade is going to be the other time that has been required by the state that children have that screening. So anytime while they're in second grade and even up through that summer of third grade, it is important for them to have another screening completed.
If someone out there has a question, should they contact Washington County Public Health then?
Absolutely. They're welcome to call Washington County Public Health at 653-7758. And my name is Jen. You can also probably contact your school nurse. I know that the schools are starting to open up and have some staff in there doing some work, getting ready. So feel free to call there as well. They may have specific information on how each school is going to be doing this reporting.
Jen, thank you.
All right, thank you.
That was my conversation with Washington County Public Health Social Worker Jen Weidman for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.